comments on the sub-paragraphs under this paragraph on the mandate. I wish to begin with what I think is the least substantive of them, which is the haggling over how many days we are supposed to meet next year. And as you know, we had a very intense haggling at the review conference on this, and some delegations started with a certain number, and other delegations tried to bring it down. So I'm actually tempted to suggest having 30 days, but I think this particular question probably would be contingent on how we characterize paragraphs A and B. So I would defer my position on that, but I am inclined to go along the lines of having more days for next year, probably 20 days. And it's because there seems to be an emerging understanding that some of the proposals need a further consideration. My delegation disagrees with that. My delegation think that the discussions that we had in the first session and in the earlier part of this week already comprise the consideration of this proposal. I don't think we need to consider them beyond the discussions that we have had, simply because many of these proposals only merely harvested the result of the convergences that we have been seeing in the discussions in the GGE for the past 9 years. And next year it would be the 10th anniversary of this group. So I would think that having 20 days would be more sensible in that regard, Mr. Chair. But again, I would reserve the final position until I see the final form of subparagraphs A and B. With regard to subparagraph B, Mr. Chair, I actually wanted to suggest the deletion of this as well. But having heard the Russian delegation suggest this deletion, now I'm trying to question whether this is sensible for me to present. But this is, of course, being made in the spirit of humor. But I want to explain that our suggestion to delete this is different from the perspective that we have received from the distinguished delegation of the Russian Federation. I wish to clarify if what exactly does the chair mean with this particular formulation. If this is meant to say that the GGE is to develop the normative and operational framework for next year, then my delegation will obviously be in a position to support this. But I think that this element should be incorporated in subparagraph A. I don't think it needs another subparagraph. But what this subparagraph could have the perhaps unintentional signal that it could send is that the GGE is the only framework or the only forum to develop such framework, and we just have fundamental disagreement with that. Not only is the CCW not the only framework to develop a legally binding instrument on autonomous weapon systems, but the GGE is also not the only framework within the CCW context. In fact, states, high contracting parties have the option to present a draft protocol to the meeting of high contracting parties. I'm not saying that this is, I think we have to exhaust the GGE process, but I don't think we should take steps that would preclude other options in that regard. So with regard to subparagraph A, I support the earlier suggestion made by the delegation of Costa Rica on behalf of the group of countries that submitted the draft protocol. We disagree with the rollover mandate because we believe that our discussions have already evolved through the proposals that are already there on the table. And this evolution must be reflected in this mandate. And we have to remember that this was a compromise mandate that, you know, merely tried to extend the life of the GGE and was never really meant to be the mandate that would guide the work of this group forever. And I see that there's an effort from the chair, and we really welcome the chair's effort to try to upgrade this rollover mandate. But we think that the word intensify, the elaboration simply does not cut it, and would probably need further clarification because I think our discussions have already been intense. At the minimum, we think that we need to have better structure to the deliberations and the consideration of the proposals and the proposed measures. And we do think that this structure is provided in a negotiation of a protocol. And such negotiation would structure the meat of this protocol. And I think we have demonstrated it with the two-tier approach, for example, in the sense that prohibitions may already be agreed. I mean, general prohibitions that would reflect the minimum views of delegations could already be negotiated in a binding document. But at the same time, non-binding regulations and measures can also be negotiated through the in a manner that they would be pursued under the chapeau in a binding document that talks about the need for positive obligations and regulations. So I think that structure, that kind of structure is needed, because otherwise, if we just elaborate the proposals without any structure, then we would, in the words of our distinguished Cuban colleague, be just a university that would consider academic proposals. So I think what we need really is a structure that would demonstrate that there is a destination in these deliberations. I thank you, Mr. Chair.